In school, one of the things which we are always asked is, what do you want to be when you grow up?
I will be Tinkerbell. I will
be a farmer. I will be a farmer. I will be someone who serves God.
Why would you want to do that?
Because it's the greatest adventure of all.
This year in Sunday School, our theme is to be adventure serving God. And we have been looking at a man that we find in the Bible who had some amazing adventures serving God. There are so many amazing things that happened to him, and so much that we can learn from his life. Tonight we are going to go on our own little adventure and look at some special times in this man's life.
See those Christians? I'd love to take them and sort them out. I wish they would just leave. The sooner we get every follower of this Jesus behind bars, the better.
There must be some mistake. Surely this can't be the type of person that we learnt about in Sunday school.
Yes, it is. God took this cruel man Saul, saved him and changed him. God is all powerful and can do that by anyone. How did God change him?
Changed the way he talked.
He changed the way he behaved.
Changed the way he thought.
He changed his heart.
Second Corinthians 5 verse 17. Therefore if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
Are you changed? You can be tonight. Now Saul, or Paul as he became known, saw God do amazing things through him because he spent the rest of his life serving God.
Paul had many adventures serving God. They involved travelling to lots of different places. In fact, there are three big journeys that Paul went on to tell others about Lord Jesus. This is a map of Paul's first missionary journey. We looked at what happened when Paul and Barnabas visited Lystra. They realised that the people must hear the gospel if they are going to be saved. But what is the gospel?
God is holy, pure, and must punish sin.
We are born in sin and disobey God in the way that we live.
God sent his son Jesus, who lived the perfect life, but allowed himself to be put to death to take the punishment that we deserve.
God raised Jesus from the dead, and he is able to forgive you for your sins if you will ask him to be your saviour.
Paul took the same message with him to Athens, where he taught the people that there is only one God, and he is the creator, ruler, and judge. As he talked with so many there, he really had to have learned scripture well. In junior Sunday school, the boys and girls have been working hard on that too.
because he first loved us.
Love one another as I have loved you.
God's love.
Love thy neighbour as thyself.
If you love me, keep my commandments. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God.
As we looked at how Paul told people about the Lord Jesus, we saw all of the different types of people that he told. People from different countries, but also some really important people, such as Felix, Festus, and King Agrippa. People who were very important rulers and governors. But we aren't just asked to share the gospel with famous people. God wants every Christian to be a witness for him.
Through the year, we have looked at being a witness in different places and to many different people. We have visited countries such as
Ireland. On the 13th of February this year, we had our Missionary Discovery Day when Rachel Brown brought the Amazing Journey to us. The Amazing Journey goes to schools all around Ireland, teaching boys and girls about the Lord Jesus and telling some amazing stories from the Bible. We got to learn lots and to meet some interesting people along the way.
Hungary. Aldash Begashek. That is how you will be greeted in many churches in Hungary. It means blessings and peace. We learned much about the food, the people, and about how God is working. We learned about a training course in January where workers were trained to go out and teach young people across this former communist country.
Jamaica. We learned lots about the people, the food, and the culture, and also about the work that was done out there last summer. We also got to watch some of the clubs that were held in Jamaica and to hear their singing.
Empty hands held high, such small sacrifice, now joined with my life. I sing in vain tonight. May the words I say.
We discover that God wants us to tell others about him, no matter where we go.
As we looked at Paul's journeys and the adventures that he had in serving God, we finished by seeing some of the difficult times he had. Beaten and stoned, put in prison, shipwrecked, bitten by a poisonous snake.
Yet the thing that Paul learned was God can never fail.
For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee.
There can be many adventures serving God, and there may be many difficult times too, but God will never fail us.
The Sunday school are now going to sing about this great God.
Thank you.
This year we have seen so many difficult adventures that Paul had. But what about you? There are so many adventures in serving God, but have you started your adventure yet? Have you given your life over to Him? If not, what do you think?
I'd just like to say a big thank you to all the boys and girls for all you did. That was absolutely fantastic. And also to Robbie and to Lynn and to Andrew for all the work they did with the singing. And now I'm going to ask you for something else. Boys and girls, listen. Everybody looking up here? Shh. I need you to do something else for me, because we're going to sing one more song now. And then we're really pleased to have Mark with us. I'm really, really pleased to have Mark with us, because I was walking out the door to pick something to speak on. So thank you. And after we sing this song, Mark's going to come along and share from God's word with us. So nice and quiet, we're going to sing, first of all, "The Lord's My Shepherd," and we'll all stand to sing.
Doing about 25 miles per hour. Now, I was a real good Christian. I didn't get road rage. No. I took my time and I waited for the straight and I overtook him, and then I gave him a wee wave and told God, God bless him. God bless him. And then the next thing was five minutes down the road, another wee critter. And of course, I had to wait too, but it's great to be here tonight. And it's amazing. Really, really amazing, because I'm going to go on an adventure tonight as well. I'm going to... Joel, you've done so well. Can you come up and help me? That's brilliant. We're going to go on an adventure now. I want the boys and girls to listen, because I come away from the north coast. Does anybody know where Port Rush is? Yeah. Do you know where Port Rush is? And you get your bucket and spade and all. Yeah. No. Do you get your bucket and spade? Aye. And you go into the water. Now, hold on till we get Joel kitted out here first. I brought some things down with me tonight. Now, we're going to go on a really, really good adventure. Oh, Captain Joel. Yes. Now. Ian? You look well, boy. You look well. They're looking a new man for the seaman's mission. Did you know that? Uh-huh. Yes, they are. And you could be the very man. Now, boys and girls, we're going to go on a great adventure. I was out in the boat last week. Now, before you think I'm rich, I'm not. I don't own it. It's just a wee boat, and I just go out for a wee spin just to catch some lobsters and all of it. Good to see you, brother. You're still singing as good as ever. Amen. But really, here, I was out on the boat, and before I went out, the man says to me, he says, Mark, it's a bit bumpy out here in the day. I says to him, not that tall, I've good sea legs. You get me in the boat. Out we got in the boat. We were 5 minutes out in the boat. Next thing. I didn't want to let on that I was feeling a wee bit nauseous in the stomach, you know. And he says, are you all right? I says, Captain, just keep the boat going. I'm 100%. Boy, is it dear. And we kept going. And it went up and down. And the further we went out, oh, I started to panic a wee bit. But I didn't let him see. I'm a bit of a hard man, me. And I said, I must have been getting a wee bit paler. And he says, Mark, are you still all right? I says, 100%, keep going. Let's head over to the causeway. Oh, once we got there, something hit me, boys and girls. We had to come back. I thought, now what should I do here? Should I get out of the Giant's Causeway and should I maybe just dander home? Or should I get back in the boat and sail home and go through all that bumpy water? And then something happened. Now, I've got a few things with me in here. Captain, will you hold that up? Please don't pull it. Whatever you do, don't pull that. Are we? Anybody know what that is? What's that? It's a flare. And the man, he was steering the boat, you see, and I was sitting, and I was feeling oh so sick. And he looked at me and says, Mark, isn't this some adventure? I says, you're telling me. He says, isn't it great? Sure, look at that. And I says, oh, it's powerful. It's lovely. Feeling seasick. And then he put his hand into the little back of the boat, and he pulled out this thing. He says, don't worry. If we get into danger, we can pull the flare. I felt very comforted in that. Now, I want you all to look at this tonight. Because this flare speaks of danger. Danger. The very thought that man put into my head was this. We're all in danger, aren't we? You see, I was preaching this morning in our own little church, and there's a thing that nobody likes to hear. Nobody likes to hear that they're a sinner. They don't. And I was giving out tracts recently, and I knocked the door and spoke to a lovely lady. Oh, she was lovely. And I handed her a wee tract. And the next thing was, I heard this man shouting, "Hey, boy, come back here." And I turned around, and there was a man coming, and he was a wee bit red round the gills. And he stopped, and he says, "Did you just give that to my wife?" I says, "I did." He says, "Don't you be coming round to my house telling me that I'm a sinner." Nobody likes to hear it. Now, I want to be faithful to God tonight and faithful to you. I want you to understand tonight that you're a sinner. Whether you like to hear that or not, you are a sinner. And you're in great danger. And this flare reminds me that you are in danger. I had a wee bit of fun one night and I decided I would pull some of these. They're a good crack. They really are. And you can have a good laugh with them. But let me bring this serious note tonight. Let me tell you, there's danger ahead. There's danger ahead. Sorry. I've said it there. Pastor Lyle mightn't have a platform next Sunday. Oh.
what's this? Now, let me get a boy or a girl up here to get this on. Yes, you come on. Now, oh. There's one thing that you can't go on a big sea adventure. You can't go on a boat without one of these boys. Sure you can. Now, I want you to do something. Give me your wee finger. This one here. See that there? Pull that down. Pull you that big ring down. And look, don't pull too hard. Good man. Show everybody. That's you. You can let go now. You see this? See what happens? If something happens when you're out in sea and you get into great danger, you've got your life jacket on and there's a little torch on and you pull the ring and that signals that you're in danger. But would that be any good? Surely if you were way out in the sea and you had your wee life jacket on and a wee light flashing and you were in this big vast ocean, sure, that's no good. You need someone to come and get you, don't you? Oh, you do. Oh, where do you see this? Captain Joel, I'm not going to light this now. Okay, we're being very safety conscious tonight. Anybody know what that is? It's a torch. But do you know what it's called? It's called a Coast Guard's lantern. A Coast Guard's lantern. And the Coast Guard, he would light this up. And he would see this wee flashing light bobbing out in the water. And he would start to make his way out to look for you. Oh, isn't that great? Well, that just reminded me of the Lord Jesus Christ, you know. It really did. Because the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. Isn't it wonderful that the Lord Jesus Christ never gives up? Oh, he doesn't. I thank God. For many years I prayed for my brother, Andrew. He was a bit of a rascal and enjoyed a wee bit of a fight and a wee bit of a drink. And we prayed and we prayed and we prayed. And it almost gets to a point, Christian, when you're nearly going to give up. You're nearly going to give up. But you've got to keep praying. You've got to keep praying. And I was so glad that just before we moved up to Dunservic a couple of years ago, I was so glad to get the phone call from Andrew to say, I've got saved. I've got saved. I want to tell everyone tonight that there's a Saviour. And it's not the Coast Guard now. It's none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. And he is really seeking you. Maybe you've came here tonight and the kids have done oh so well. Who was Iron Man? Had you the thing in your chest and all? I didn't see it from where I was sitting. You had, yeah. And then there was Fireman Sam. Who was Fireman? And then there was the other one. Oh, the wee princess. Who was that? Oh, you were just brilliant. I love all them movies, The Princess Diaries and all. They're so good. Now, maybe you're a parent in here tonight and you've came here to see your child. And that's terrific. Can I look at everybody? Can I look at you all? Every single person tonight, can I say to you that the Lord Jesus Christ loves you? He loves you. And we're living in a country called Northern Ireland where love is so fickle. And love's just a word that we just repeat off our lips and we don't really know what we're saying. But I can guarantee you tonight the Lord Jesus Christ, he loves you. You're not in here by chance tonight. You know that? Oh, you're not. God has it planned. Oh, this light, it reminds me of the Lord Jesus Christ. You can set that down, Captain Joel. Oh, let me pull out this one. Now you hold that up. Now let's see. Keep watching, boys and girls. Keep watching. Now, Joel, you shine this around to everybody. Okay? Everybody see that? Yeah? What colour is that at the minute? It's just white, isn't it? But take a look at this. It's red. Do you know what this is? Oh, if you're up at the seaside, the Coast Guard's got one of these. It's called a signal lamp. And when you see the red light, you got to stop. You can't go out. Now, I put on the red light just now because I'm almost finished. And I want you, for the next couple of minutes, I just want you to stop. Forget about Manchester United today, whether they won the league or lost the league or whatever. Forget about that. Just stop for a second or two just now and just ask, where are you on life's great adventure? Where are you? Let me show you something here. What colour is that? What colour is it? Green. It's green. I'm so glad that on the 13th of January 1987, in a wee bedroom in Cookstown, I trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as my Saviour. And it was all go, go, go. Now the kids sang a beautiful song tonight, and I sang it when I was growing up in the Brethren, and boy, I loved it. One way, God says, to get to heaven. Jesus is the only way. I wish that I could come down tonight and tell you that there was other ways. Paying, praying, but there's not. There's only one way to get to heaven, and it's Jesus is the only way. Joel, you're almost finished. You're almost finished. You can set that up there, Captain Joel. Walter Burrell would be proud of you. Boy, he would. He would. Oh, I've kept the best one to the last. Oh. Can you hold that big one? Oh. Anybody know what this light is in our big adventure? Oh, that's a good one. It's a searchlight. It's not a searchlight. Anybody know what it is? Okay, I'm going to tell you. This is an anchor light. An anchor light. This is the light that you put on when you're home safe. It's my favourite light. Do you remember that day I started out my adventure? And once I got into the harbour, oh, I said a little prayer. I said, thank you, Lord, for bringing me back to dry land. And then we put on the anchor light. Folks, as I close, on this adventure of life, tell me, will you arrive safe home in heaven and the anchor light will be safely on? Will it? Will the anchor light be safely on? I'm putting out a challenge tonight. Life is an adventure. And it could end so tragically if you never find Christ for salvation. You could find Christ tonight. In this very meeting. Imagine coming to see the kids and going home with the Saviour. Boys, your life will never be the same again. I'm a wee bit of a head case. I see Kyle Salt sitting down there, and he'll probably tell you that anyway. But I enjoy a bit of crack. I really do. I love a good laugh. Do you know why? I've got life with a capital L. Real life. Saved. Born again. Washed in the blood of the Lamb. And one day, very soon, I'm going to be in heaven. We have an anchor that keeps the soul. We love singing that, don't we? Steadfast and sure, while the billows roll. Tell me, as I finish, where are you on the great adventure of life? Oh, if you're not saved, you could be saved right now. I pray that you will find Christ. Are we allowed to clap it?